Nick and my son.
Good evening. A very warm welcome to you. It's lovely to have you with us this evening. Thank you.
Would the sky is not dark, but the sun still shines. As this poor comes to you all this day, in the joining of our worlds as one, as each of us come to you now with an open mind and an open heart. We come to you as our equal, as each of us are the children of great power. Many moons have passed since we came together in love. Much unrest within your world that has turned your minds dark. But your world is always darkest before the dawn. The year ahead will lead to much unrest, and that is why your hearts have been called this day to join together in a brotherhood and sisterhood of the divine power. As your love radiates a beacon of light to touch the four corners of the land, much work has been done this day. Many more mountains are set before you for each of you to overcome. Each of those who you have held within your hearts this day has been touched by the divine power of life. As you walk the pathway of understanding in your world, as I have walked the beat of my Father's drum, as each of you walk the beat of your heart. Those dear ones you have called for love of a healing balm upon you have been heard by my world this day. You may not see with your earthly eyes the effects that your minds have within this world. That is why we ask you, as the quest of the soul, to purify your mind and your heart. There is darkness in your world, but you have stood this day as a beacon of hope, a beacon of peace, a beacon of love. May this power touch your hearts for all the days you live within this world. There will come a day when you are called to go to great power, as each of you have come from dust and will return to dust. You will discard the husk for the divine power to shine for eternity. As you look to the stars that shine so brightly that cannot be seen in the light of the sun, but they are always there, keeping the watchful eye upon you. And that is how we are to you this day. We have come to you now from a world beyond your vision, a world beyond your reach. but we come to you now to reassure your minds that you are not alone. The greatest power in this world is love, as each of you were born by love. You are born to this world to experience the human emotion. Through your senses will lead you back to the Great Ball. When you are born to this world, you will sleepwalk through your existence. Some of you will be woken by the poor, and some in your world will continue to sleep in your world. I ask you, as a brother and a sister of the Great Power, to remember this day all those who draw breath in your world. Do not judge them for their actions. Do not feed the negativity of this world, or thinking of what should or should not be done. Radiate the love out from your heart to touch the hearts of those who may not have experienced the divine power that each of you have. I have watched from the shores of my world how the quest of the soul has radiated the light to touch many hearts and many minds. But more work is needed. More work needs to be done. In a moment, my words will fall silent, be a distant memory within you. But I wish for you this day to take comfort to know that we who have said goodbye to this land come back to you now in your time of need. Do not fear of what is to come, as more will be woken by the voice of the Spirit. The tide of change is upon you, and we must welcome this change. As Mother Earth has chosen to wake, to bring out of balance for the minds of men, to change their view within this world, you have seen in your yesterdays how the buffalo has stamped and the ground has shook, how the blood of the earth will rise to the surface, and many transitions have occurred. Peace will come to your world through your actions this day. A light of hope has been given. You may be small in number in your world, but we gather to you now as a collective consciousness that desires to win your reason and your love. We have inspired our one we love to echo the words from the humble seed, the mighty tree who grows. These words that have been spoken should not lie upon your heart so heavy, but to inspire your minds to make your tomorrows a brighter day as you kiss goodbye to this experience to embrace a new beginning. I will stand at the shores of my world, watching with great fascination to give healing, to give counsel, and to give love. May your troubles melt like stars in the morning sun. I will hand you now back to your world as my world will become silent for you to feel the love of the great power that is always with you. We thank you for your time in your world. We thank you for your endeavors and your love. I ask you now, as I come before you as a humble servant of the Great White Spirit, may the blessings of the Decanter be with you all. May the great power be with you all.